Hallelujah, amen, in the name of Jesus. We continue with the third part, third part in Alive and Free, and we are going to talk about United. Open your Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. But God's Spirit causes us to live in a different way. We love other people. We are happy and we have peace in our minds. We are patient, kind, and good. People can trust us to do what is right. We respect other people and we rule ourselves properly. God's Spirit helps us to live in that way. There is no law that says these things are wrong. Then God also in new covenant after Jesus ascending, God talked with us through Holy Spirit, through Jesus apostle, disciples and followers activity. And they are confirmed and they are informed us that God's Spirit cause life, and God love us, and God has created the whole world with different nations, with different countries, with different hair color, eye color, skin color, different tradition, different culture, different languages, and God loves to see everybody praise God in different beautiful way. And what God love will from us is corporate, show respect to each other and together make a beautiful glory and send it back to God and work on God's grace and Jesus glory and also do good thing to each other. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul says hello. This letter is from me, Paul. God chose me to be an apostle of Christ Jesus. Our Christian friend Timothy is here with me as I write. I am sending this letter to you, the people of the church in Corinth city. I am sending it also to all of God's people who live in other places in Achaia. I pray that God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ will continue to help you. I pray that they will give you peace in your minds. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God Himself comfort us. We thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, because He is so good to us. As our Father, He is very kind to us. Father, please disconnect something. They hear Jesus with their lives. He is our God who comforts us in every way. Whenever we have trouble, He comforts us. Because of that, we ourselves can comfort other people. When they have any kind of trouble, we can comfort them in the same way that God has comforted us. Christ Himself received much pain and God comforted Him. As Christ's servants, we also receive the same kind of pain, but God also comforts us very much because we belong to Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we receive trouble, the result in that we can comfort you, and then also God saves you. When God comforts us, that helps us to comfort you too. As a result, when you receive the same kinds of trouble that we receive, you learn to be patient and strong. So we continue to be sure that you will remain strong. You receive many troubles as we do too, but we know that God will also comfort you as He comforts us. Hallelujah. Amen. All Christian friends, we want you to know about the trouble that we had in Asia. Those troubles were very painful. We ourselves were not strong enough to continue. We even thought that we would die. We ourselves thought that we would certainly die. We knew that we could not trust our own strength. We had to trust God. He is the one who causes dead people to rise up and to new life. So we could trust Him to make us strong. We nearly died, but God saved us from that great danger. We know that we can continue to trust Him. He will save us from any future danger. We also know that you continue to help us as you pray for us. As many people pray for us, they will thank God when He answers their prayers. They will see that God is very kind to us, and they will thank Him. Paul explains why he did not visit Corinth earlier. We can be proud of how we have lived in this world. We have been careful to be honest and good with everyone, and we have been like that with you even more. We are sure in our own minds that this is true. We have not tried to be clever in a human way, but we have lived in the way that God has helped us to live. We are writing to you only about things that you yourself can read and understand. And I hope that you will understand completely one day. You do not understand us completely yet, but I hope that you will understand completely on the day when our Lord Jesus returns. Then you can be proud of us in the same way that we will be proud of you. So, because I was sure that you trusted me, I wanted to visit you twice. Then I could bring God's help to you twice. Jesus, I decided to visit you first on my way to Macedonia. Then I would visit you again on my way back from Macedonia. After that, you could help to send me on my journey to Judah. I did not decide this is a careless way. I really wanted to do it. I do not decide to do things only to please myself, like someone who does not know God. I do not say yes, and then I immediately say no. God always does what He says He will do. In the same way, my promise to you as not both yes and no. Silas, Timothy, and I told you the message about God's Son, Jesus Christ. Christ is not someone who changes His message between yes and no. Instead, He always says yes, and He does what He says. Christ says yes to all of God's promises so that they become true. So when we pray, we say yes, amen, because we know that Christ has done it. And when we do that, we are saying that God is great. It is good, it is God that causes us to continue to trust Christ. He does that for us and for you because we belong to Christ. God has chosen us to serve Him. He has also put His mark on us to show that we belong to Him. He has given His Spirit to us to live in us. Because of that, we know that we will receive all the good things that God has promised. Hallelujah, amen. God will show that what I say is true. He knows my thoughts. Why did I decide not to come back to Corinth at this time? I did not come because I did not want to be angry with you. We are not trying to tell you but you must believe like masters would do. You are already strong in your spirit because you trust God. So we want to help you to be really happy. Hallelujah, amen. Then these messages and these letters are completely talking about a lot of our wondering and a lot of question regarding how we should confess with each other that Jesus be happy and pleased and working in that way that God become proud and happy over our action. And Jesus in Christ family, Jesus is Father in Christ family, and all of us Christian has his support, and the only we must to do is that we call Jesus when we need help. I know that we must work on that ourselves. We must take that step and make something great and beautiful. And when we are coming to a situation that it is hindered from another and they are trying to cause trouble, then we can ask Jesus that he helps us. But from the beginning, when you will take your step, you must call, acknowledge Jesus that he watches over you and rescue you and save you and support you. And when you come in a position that it is hindered, the cause by Satan and his demons, then you can call Jesus and he also help us and rescue us because of his love to us. And also he is the witness of our good action. God also tell you that do not commit sin because it is your life goes in vain. Whatever you do is vain. Whatever. Do not sin. Trust God. Trust Jesus. Have your close and pure and clean relationship, untouchable relationship with God and Jesus, that nobody can divide you. It is what everybody wants. You want, and we are united with Jesus. How? By communion. When we are going to a church and take the communion, share the bread and the wine, we are going to be united with Jesus and Holy Spirit. And when we do that, Jesus bless us and wash over all those bad things from us and also prepare us for himself and the Holy Spirit's entrance in our body, which is the temple, and let them reign the world through us. And we are going to be very honored and happy that we are going to be a part of the current revelation. Hallelujah. Amen.